242, this is 250, copy.
10-4, I got you here, coming in good. I think he got walked on there, I'm pretty sure.
Sounded like somebody was making a pocket transmission there. So this is 242, this is 250. I've got you really loud and clear on the state capitol. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, he's got you loud and clear here, too. Nice and quiet. And this repeater just always seems to work really well.
Plug on this radio. I've not used the state capitol repeater yet.
And Shepherd's Peak seems to work really well too.
I've a bunch of different repeaters to choose from in the valley here.
That's a pretty good problem to have, isn't it? I like it.
Wonder how long they'll last if there's some kind of a grid issue with grid power going down.
I've wondered that too, if they're got some kind of battery backup with them. You would kind of think they would put something with them, but not real sure. The gentleman that owns the West One repeater, I could contact him on the email and maybe ask him some questions about that.
It'd be good to know that just for the sake of emergency planning.
It would be good to know if anybody's out there that knows the answer to that question, maybe pipe up.
WRCC 582, what was the question?
15.
WRCC 582, what was the question?
We was wondering about the repeaters in the valley having any kind of battery backup on a say a power outage on an earthquake or something.
So far none so far as I'm aware of, but if you guys know my repeater, the Cottonwood Heights repeater system, I'm the owner of the Cottonwood Heights repeater, WRCC 582. Eventually, we're going to have a backup battery system on the Cottonwood Heights repeater.
That's really good to know. Yeah, you got that repeater working a while ago. I've used it a couple of times, and works good for us out here, so... but battery backup would be nice. It'd be good to know. Well, thanks for your reply, Mikel. Have a great night.
You too, buddy. I'll be monitoring.
Around 7200 south, I'm still getting you pretty good on the state capitol repeater.
Copy that, yeah, you're coming in good here too as well.
They're putting up battery backup power, hopefully there's some kind of a solar array to feed that, or seems like that would be the case.
The South Cottonwood repeater put into our code plug here.
Great addition to the plug there.
I would say this one is a good option for you in your neck of the woods to get out on. I'm quite sure you can hit it from your place.
Yeah, geographically, depending on where it is, I mean, I've got line of sight to the side of the Capitol building in my backyard downtown.
We'll have to find out when you get there. We'll see if you can still hit it.
I'll just keep periodically pinging you. I'm making pretty good time. I'm right at 5300 south now on I-15.
Dad, are you headed back to the shop or are you headed home?
Fun today. I'm just going to tap out and then start up again tomorrow. Transmission 242.
Yeah, copy. You're going to tap out for the evening. Yeah, I'm real close myself. We'll wait until you get to your QTH and we'll see what happens from there. And then I think I'm done for the evening.
Appreciate the help on the wire and everything else. That was awesome.
You're very welcome. Glad I could help out.
I'm getting closer to downtown. I'm starting to get static. It's at least breaking squelch on this frequency. Not sure what's going on.
You're still coming in loud and clear out to here. Yeah, got you good. You might even be on the fringe of someone using some FRS or something and interfering with your radio.
Hey, I've picked up FRS chatter. I'm right down by 3300 South. Some construction companies seem like they get on these channels and use them periodically during the day.
We get it out this end of the valley too pretty bad. Larry Miller Ford uses it for their, I would say it's FRS, but they use it for their service drive up for the oil changes. And yeah, they're pretty active on it actually.
If it's the Geneva concrete mix plant off of 3300 South and I-15 that I pick it up from, because I hear it almost every single day if I go by that area.
And that's not far from your place there. And you got whatever's going on at the shop, there's a lot of noise right there for some reason, all the way around that. I don't get very good reception on my radio, even in my mobile.
Actually, I turned on a spectrum analyzer a couple of times when Walter was over there, and I saw a bunch of like spurious 2 gigahertz to 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi frequency that picked up in the afternoon. And there's a ton of mesh nodes over there, too, for, like, Meshtastic and 900 megahertz devices.
Got them two mesh nodes going a long time ago. All of a sudden, we're picking up all these nodes around your shop there. That was pretty weird, I thought back then, but now they're everywhere.
Glad that I hung on to them and didn't deep six them.
Yeah, 10-4. Did you ever get batteries for them?
Really just have to do the buy now button in my Amazon cart because I've got that and a few other things for it queued up. I just forgot to do it two nights ago.
Are they the flat tops or the button batteries?
Style 18650s, and then there was another couple of pieces for a Redivis radio that you had recommended to me.
That part for the K2 connectors. I had mine in my shack. I just never brought it with me that night. I thought I had it with me, but that works pretty good. I've tried it.
I'm gonna grab that and then the APRS Pro cable as well.
Yeah, I kind of like that. It seems to work pretty good. It has, you know, you can dial it for. The noise level kind of click.
Just looking at the one that you had. I'm right downtown now. I'm like 900 south and I-15. I'm getting you good transmission here.
Yeah, same here. Loud and clear. Sounds really good. That's a good repeater. I'll get that south, the Cottonwood one, and we'll see how that one works as well.
Copy that. I'm probably 2-3 miles from my exit, and I'll just keep pinging you as I get up there. If I can get you from the exit, I can get you from my house.
I think it's going to work. You're still loud and clear. Then we ought to try a, just for fun, try channel 1 again.
Pinging across valley on Siplex on 1.
Yeah, when you get back to your QTH, we'll try it out.
Copy that. This is 250, just doing a radio check here real quick.
Still got you loud and clear. Got you, yep. A little scratchy, a little more than before, but not bad at all. Definitely way audible.
Copy that. I'm getting a little bit of scratch too, but I can still read you really clear. Over. I'm going to switch over to channel 1. If I can't make contact with you, then I'm just going to scoot back over here and check in with you there.
Two 250, are you still there?
242, this is 250, I'm still here. Do you want to try switching over just channel one, over?
Copy that, and you actually just became crystal clear on the radio.
Line of sight of this repeater.
Yeah, so let's try doing that, and then if that doesn't work, we'll meet back here, copy.
That. I'm going to switch over to channel one now.
Roger that. Me as well, 242.
252 out. This is 250. I didn't get any luck on one, so I'm back here on the state capital repeater. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, me as well. It was dead quiet, nothing at all, not even a scratch. So that's definitely a bust, but worth a try.
Clip it into the state capital repeater right here in the hood, really crystal clear.
Yeah, that's actually probably the clearest you've been through the whole trip right there. Loud and clear.
Copy that, 242. I'm going to say over and out and have a good night. I've got a phone call coming in I got to take, but it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Copy that. Yeah, it's always good to test comms. You have a great night. This is WRNT 242, and I am signing out.
This is Whiskey Sierra Alpha X-ray 250 signing out.